Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Because it is summer, right? And it's December and we just want to feel good and we just want to go away, don't we? We want to go down to the beach. If you go down, anyway, I think that's a different song. We want to go down to the beach, but it is very confusing. Those of us or those people who want to go to Durban, to Mhlanga, to Ballito, lots of conversations that I was hearing over the weekend. Is it safe? Are you going to swim? Are you going to let your kids swim? And then people talking about the mayor of Durban who went swimming himself. Everyone wants to know how his health is doing. Well, what is really going on there? Is it safe to swim? Professor Anthony Turton, professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to you and the listeners. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, there's one thing that South Africans will not tolerate, and that is anybody messing with their December holiday. You know, we deal with a lot for 11 months, but comes December, leave us alone and let us go to the beach somewhere. That's why I would imagine that this whole Durban conversation is not a simple one. What is the story there?
Yes, I think at the heart of it all, you know, we are living in a very distressed society at the moment. And I think we're living in a very distressed world in general, but South Africa in particular. And people deserve to go and unwind and decompress. It's part of their mental health. It's part of your normal well-being. So in the case of KZN, the local economy is largely dependent on tourism. And if tourists don't come, then, of course, it's an absolute disaster for KZN. I live down on the south coast in the Port Shepstone area, and I know that there's huge preparations underway at the moment to receive tourists. So it's very distressing on the one hand to get this news all the time about sewage pollution, because as with all of these things, it's a highly nuanced conversation. Not all beaches are the same and not all towns are the same. You know, for example, the town of Port Shepstone is not the same as the city of Durban. They've got different sewage loads and different kind of issues at that face. But at the heart of it all, I think we're dealing with the breakdown of trust. The public just generally does not trust government in their communication and their decision-making. That's really what it is.
It's actually very interesting that, because that is, I guess, why the mayor of Durban had to go and swim, because if he says, you know, there's obviously no credibility factor there, because if he says the beaches are safe, I mean, the water is safe, you can swim, people are going, not so sure about that, because there is a breakdown of the credibility factor is so low.
Yes, and it's a communication issue. I mean, I'll give you an example. So there's at public level, there's been a big noise made about the fact that the beaches are safe. The media has been covering it widely. And yet over this weekend, the surf lifeguards, you know, in some of the North Coast towns, clearly wrote on their boards that this beach is closed. So in other words, it hadn't been communicated down to the surf life-saving club level, right. And they were acting on instructions because, you know, the indicators were that it's not safe. So who do you believe? Who do you trust? And I think it's, you know, if we fall back onto a couple of really important factors. So let's just sort of unwrap those if we can. I think the first thing is that prudence must prevail. So, you know, people must come down, have their fun, but they must be prudent in what they do. And I would say, we're not talking about prudence. I would personally, as a professional, I avoid all lagoons, because a lagoon in general is just a cesspit. It's the end of a system that has got every nasty thing you can imagine. So just don't go paddling around or fiddling around in lagoons. I would say that's the first thing to do. The second thing I would say is that trust the blue flag status, because the blue flag status is a multi-dimensional status. It's not only about the water quality. It's really more about the safety of the individual. Is there surf life-saving capabilities? Is there a helicopter landing pad? Or, you know, is there local medical care, etc.? All of that. So your blue flag, if there's a blue flag status beach, then I would trust that and believe in that, because that doesn't come just from your municipality that is generally discredited. And then the third thing that I would say is, speak to local people. They know what's going on. And in particular, there's a company called Talbot & Talbot that, in my view, has made a huge amount of social responsibility commitment to communicating the most accurate information that they have on water quality. So So just tune in, go to the Talbot and Talbot website, and they publish on a regular basis the status, the health status on the different beaches.
So that's very important to know. So that is a resource. What did you say it is? Talbot, spelled?
Talbot, yeah, Talbot, T-A-L-B-O-T, Talbot and Talbot. It's a microbiological lab. They have a microbiological lab that is SANAS accredited, and it's they water service providers. They do all the testing for various local authorities, but they also design systems, etc. So they know their water stuff, and they've got a credible reputation. And they have come to the party at their own expense. They do regular tests, and those tests I think are probably the most credible in a world where that's awash with information that is of competing competing reliability and with mixed messages.
Right. A few people asking, when you talk about lagoons, are you talking specifically in the KwaZulu-Natal area, or if somebody's down in the Cape at other areas there, would you still avoid lagoons there as well?
Yes, I would say as a national issue. And why is this? Well, a lagoon is the terminal end. It's the far distant end of a river that has become so feeble in flow that it's unable to break through the final sand barrier into the ocean. So you're dealing with a distressed river in all cases where there's a lagoon. That's the first thing. The second thing is every single river in South Africa receives sewage from somewhere at some time at some point in time, as it meanders across the landscape. So lagoons in general, whether it's Langebaan Lagoon in Cape Town, whether it's Umhlanga, whatever, the Blue Lagoon in Durban, doesn't make a difference. All lagoons I would treat with great circumspection, simply because it's the end of a system, and every in the case of aquatic ecology, we refer to the cumulative impact. So the cumulative impact of all of the abuses upstream are at their absolute highest in a lagoon. And I know it's fun for kids to go play in the lagoon, etc. I would keep my kids away from it, and I would avoid paddling around and splashing around in a lagoon. And in fact, I don't want to sound alarmist, but there was one very well documented case of R.W. Johnson. The famous writer R.W. Johnson, he was paddling around in the lagoon, and he cut his leg in the lagoon, and he then got an infection, and ultimately led to the amputation of his leg, and that's all a matter of public record. So this is where the prudence comes in. I started out by saying that people must be prudent, so just use your common sense. So don't go and look for risk, because risk is all around us. But have fun, be responsible. But just avoid things like lagoons. Open ocean is another matter, but lagoons, I would say, in general, are best treated as suspect places.
So just to summarize, number one, avoid lagoons. Number two, trust the blue flag status, because that isn't dependent on, it's not about government. It's got a whole lot of other checks and balances. If they're saying it's safe to be able to swim, then you can count on that. Probably speak to local people, ask them what's happening. And then there is a website, Talbot, which is worth checking for more information. Does that make sense?
Absolutely correct. I think that's a spot-on messaging. And then the important thing is go and decompress, have fun, wonderful weather, wonderful climate. And in reality, the probability of someone getting sick in the open ocean is relatively small, but it's unpredictable. We can't say that there's 100% certainty that they won't get sick, but nonetheless, in the open ocean, the chance of encountering something bad is relatively small.
And that's where we leave it, a very, very important conversation. Thank you for having it with us and for giving us that very, very useful and practical guidance to this situation. Professor Anthony Turton, he's a professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State.